Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about decentralized apps from Ethereum and EOS, and we'll talk about the crypto-funded Brave browser and what that means for you as an investor. First of all, sorry for the microphone quality for today. I'm still working on a new setup, so for the day, we have to deal with this quickly. So let's jump right into this first news story. We're talking about Ethereum and EOS only having 8 decentralized apps combined with 300 plus active users. So as you know, we have Ethereum and EOS, two of the, let's say, biggest cryptocurrencies with a decentralized app network. But we have here a tweet from Kevin Rook, who has looked at kind of the numbers of these decentralized apps. And he looked at, for example, EOS with EOS Bet, $18.1 million in, I think, valuation, and IDEX with $7.3 million in valuation. Now, the thing is, he is saying, how can this be? How can Ethereum be at $28 billion US dollar market capitalization and EOS be at $4.6 billion market capitalization if the D apps are just not there? Now, I think definitely there is a huge gap between market capitalization and decentralized application usage. However, I do think that we're at the very early stages, so it's kind of normal that everyone and everything finds its own groove, including the D apps actually. So I think there will be a D app that will be used more than others. For example, we had for a while, we had CryptoKitties on the Ethereum network being used quite actively for a while there, and we kind of reached the scalability issues that Ethereum has. Now, obviously, Ethereum and EOS are working on these kind of things. I think EOS is even more scalable than Ethereum at this stage, and Ethereum is actually working on, I think, Plasma and the sharding layer in order to become more scalable for the applications. Now, currently, there is no need for it. So there is this theory that innovation only gets pushed through or gets forward if you really push a certain amount of people to work on this innovation. And this is currently not the case. Now, Ethereum has its own roadmap. They're working on different projects, but at the same time, if there is no need or direct need for the apps to scale because there are simply no the apps that are being used, innovation will take a bit slower than normally. Imagine if you had the CryptoKitties scenario that we had towards the end of 2017 for a couple of months, if not a couple of years, then I can guarantee you that the Ethereum network or the Ethereum team would take care of this problem and would solve it actually faster so that Ethereum could scale easier. Now, do we really have to look at this monthly active user numbers or daily active user numbers? And I think we do. I mean, it's a number that we do take directly from, let's say, app consumption and other web applications. So it is a number we can kind of relate. But again, it is very similar to the market capitalization number. It's not a perfect number, but it's kind of a reference point. In my opinion, we should stay on the lookout for different applications that use the functionalities that Ethereum and EOS give to the users. And more importantly, we should check out applications that are being widely used. Now, these numbers are telling us something different, but I'm just saying that the applications that will be used more often will still come. It's just a bit further away. Now, next up, we have actually something positive. And if you guys are subscribed, and if you're not, please do hit the subscribe button. If you are subscribed and watching these videos regularly, you know that we've talked about the Brave browser. And they actually announced yesterday that they hit 10 million downloads in total on Google Play Store. Now, that means they doubled their user base in just 4 months. If you remember the previous episode when we talked about the Brave browser, what I told you is very simple. In order to understand whether Brave browser is widely used or whether the basic attention token, so the BAT token, is an investment you should do, you should focus on these download numbers and you should focus on the usage numbers. Now, there are two, three different ways you can do this. You can, on one side, check out Google Play Store, go to the Brave browser. So if we say Brave browser, Google Play, we can check it out here. I can actually show you right away. And we can see the download numbers here. So we see the 10 million plus installs. And if that number increases quite quickly, and if at the same time you see the Brave browser usage increasing as well. So you can do, for example, you can compare browser usage, just Google for browser usage, and you will see Chrome is most of the time on the top. Then you will probably have Firefox and other browsers as well. Now, if Brave browser is slowly but surely increasing its amount on the market, then you can bet that basic attention token will also increase in value because it's getting used more and more popularly. Now, what Brave browser is also doing is working with different influencers such as YouTubers, YouTube creators such as Philip DeFranco. With 6 million YouTube subscribers, he's definitely one of the bigger YouTube creators. Now, obviously, Brave will have to have those connections in place, because on one side, you have YouTube creators which are not, or who are not really happy with YouTube, how YouTube is monetizing the platform. And on the other side, you have Brave, which wants to get those people onto their platform in order to increase the usage. So this is definitely something you have to keep in mind and also think about when you're investing into BAT. We also have here the numbers, which is in July, Brave stated that it had 3 million monthly active users and expected to hit 5 million by the end of 2018. Will it hit those 5 million earlier? That will be an interesting kind of metric to compare, because the 5 million, hitting the 5 million earlier will mean that they will hit the 2019 goals earlier as well. So there is a definitely, there might be a hockey stick, but definitely something we have to keep in mind. With that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast. I'll see you on the next one. Take care.